This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. At least six Coloradans are suing over the outbreak of E. coli at McDonald's. CPR's Bazi Kanani reports.
Leaders at McDonald's say the source of the food poisoning was likely fresh onions from Taylor Farms. This week, that California-based produce company issued a recall for onions that came through one of its facilities in Colorado. Ron Simon is representing many of the victims. He says his office is flooded with calls.
Unfortunately, I wasn't surprised. And that's because this exact same thing happened at McDonald's a few years ago. There was an outbreak of cyclospora linked to produce that McDonald's had put on its sandwiches.
One person in Mesa County died from the outbreak, and dozens are sick across 10 states. Bazi Kanani, CPR News.
About a dozen mail ballots were stolen from voters and submitted fraudulently in Mesa County before a voter fraud scheme was uncovered. CPR's Allison Sherry.
State officials say the stolen ballots were discovered this week through the signature verification process. That means, through the use of an automatic reader and a human judge, officials discovered a number of ballots where the signatures on the back didn't match the voters. The Secretary of State on Thursday said this was proof the signature verification system works, though three ballots got through without being stopped. Officials say they're not yet clear on a motive. The Mesa County District Attorney confirmed a criminal investigation is underway to determine who's responsible. Mesa County has been in the news for voting issues before. Tina Peters is the former county clerk there and was convicted of illegally tampering with voting machines. She was just sentenced to 9 years in prison. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
The man behind a string of car thefts at Denver International Airport is sentenced to 20 years. David Nava Delgado pleaded guilty on car theft and organized crime charges. 12 collaborators were also indicted. Car thefts at DIA have dropped 55% since then. A district attorney says they use stolen vehicles to crash into businesses and steal ATMs. This is CPR News.